If you have not submitted your student's FAFSA, you need to do it immediately. But before you blame Obama for moving up the deadline, there's something you need to know. This year, filling out that form is easier than ever before. And that's just part of what I learned by talking to a couple of experts. Here's the first one.
My name is Jacqueline Moreno. I am the Managing Director of College Access Initiatives at the Illinois Student Assistance Commission.
And the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which we call ISAC, the thing that that agency is most known for is handling MAP grants, right?
Yes, we administer the Monetary Award Program, better known as the MAP grant, but we're also the state college access agency.
Okay, and we keep throwing around this acronym, FAFSA. I can't even say it. Go ahead and say the F word for me.
The F word is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. So it's the FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A. You know, we just like to call it the free application, emphasis on free. But it is the primary application for all federal aid, most state aid, and I would say probably the majority of institutional and private aid. And institutional aid means the kinds of grants and scholarships that schools give out to students that will be attending. And then private aid is, you know, foundations and other scholarships like that. Some schools, you know, have additional applications, or some scholarships have additional applications, but the start to almost every process that involves financing college is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or the FAFSA.
It's like the MAP grants. That's not a separate application. The FAFSA is, that's how you get the MAP grant, right?
Yes. All you need to do to apply for the MAP grant is to complete the FAFSA.
Yeah, I got really frustrated last cycle because people were saying MAP applications are down. And I'm like, there's no such thing as a MAP application. It's the FAFSA. Right? Am I right?
Yep, you are right, and I am with you. And people talk in all kinds of crazy ways and use all kinds of shorthand that just confuses families needlessly.
So it may be tricky to fill out, but once you do it, your work is pretty much done.
Yes. So the FAFSA actually has a pretty bad reputation, and it's not actually that hard. The hardest questions on the FAFSA are actually the questions about a student's plans. The other questions are from your tax forms, and they actually tell you, if you have your taxes done, they tell you which line on your tax form to put on which line on the FAFSA. It's actually panic that makes it harder than the actual form. And this year, since the FAFSA is available October 1st, so it's been with us for a week already this year, and it uses the taxes that families filed in April of 2016, the taxes are already done. So in the past, families were a little bit nervous because they might not have done their taxes yet because filing was in January. But the Department of Education changed the cycle so that it matches the tax filing cycle better and gives students more time once they complete the FAFSA to think about their college options, get their financial aid offers, really compare them on a deeper level, and hopefully make the best choice for them. And, you know, the great thing about completing the FAFSA is that you don't get penalized for mistakes. It's not like, you know, taking a standardized test. If you make a mistake, you can correct it, and almost all financial aid, it's need-based, but it's almost all awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. So the important thing to do is just to get your place in line and complete the FAFSA as soon as possible. So we provide direct services to students and parents who need help navigating the college preparation, application, and finance process. We can come to your high school, or we can come to other community locations. We go to libraries and community centers and park districts.
At this point, I'm going to bring in another expert, one who works directly with families and students.
My name is Manuel Talavera. I work for the Illinois Student Assistance Commission under the Division of College Access and Outreach. And our program is called the ISAC CORE.
But CORE, I want people out there in radio land to not picture the word like an Apple Corps. It's like C-O-R-P-S. Mm-hmm. It's like the Peace Corps or the Job Corps or...
It's much like the Peace Corps and the AmeriCorps, in part because there's a commitment.
You do this training, and then you're basically deployed
all
over the state. Okay, so how many Corps members are there?
There are over 80, and a lot of them, a good number of them, are first generation, and that helps. We each come from different walks of life, and we're all throughout the state of Illinois, not just in terms of where we studied, but in terms of where we grew up. When I was a first generation student, or at least experiencing that process as a first generation student, that's something that I wish I had. We help Illinois students, and it's in different ways because each family, and I say families because they are just as much a part of the process as their students. What we have to do is always curtail our bias and not assume that because someone is not a first generation that they have all this information in their head.
Talaveras now supervises the younger core members in the Central Illinois region, and he makes it clear that their workshops should not be a place where people just watch a PowerPoint presentation and try not to doze off.
What I have always told the students I work with, there's never such thing as a dumb question. You always have to ask questions, but the problem is, how do they know what questions to ask? And so whenever I hosted my workshops, or at least when I have my core members host workshops, that they figure out, okay, what are their needs to know? Because a lot of my students in some areas already had children, and so they had to look at daycares. And they weren't thinking about that, to look at daycares or look at other counseling services as well. And so there's a lot more to a college, or in this aspect, which what I call like the social life of a college or university, to see what they really look like.
What if you can't attend a workshop, or what if you have questions after you do? Moreno has other ways to help.
We also have a call center at the agency where families can call and get answers to their questions about anything about preparing for or financing college. We also have a text messaging service for students. We just started it in the spring. So when it was FAFSA filing season, well, I guess in the winter, in January and February of this year, we started using it, and it was so popular with students. So we're using it again this year so students can ask us questions in real time while they're going through the application. And they really do think of anything at all hours of the day and night. We don't answer at all hours, but we make our best effort to have our youngest staff members responding in non-traditional business hours when students are most likely to have questions, so we can help them even if we can't be right there with them.
Right, because students are, by definition, in school.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so, and like, what's the number? Don't dangle this out here and not tell us the number. What's the number?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's all local, so we have 12 different local numbers, which I don't think that I have on me.
Okay, but you can send those to me, and I'll post them on our website.
Yes, yes. They're by area code, by region, so that every region can get, you know, location-specific information, because sometimes students in Springfield have questions about UIS, or students in Rockford have questions about Rock Valley, or there's a local scholarship somewhere, you know, those kinds of things. So it's all very localized for the students.
That sounds great. So a text service seems like the key to kids. I mean, you can use your emojis. Which seems like you would need those for this process.
We get a certain emoji more than others.
Oh, let me guess. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.